Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I was asked to do some of the commentary. Today we are doing the five juz, we're in the fifth juz of the Quran. So I chose just one ayah, and one of the themes of this juz that's very important is the idea of justice. And I think it's important to keep in mind this particular ayah. You heard the Arabic, I'll just go into the English now. Believers, be strict in upholding justice and bear witness for the sake of God, even though it be against yourself, your parents, or your kindred. Be they rich or poor, God knows better about them both. Do not then follow your own desires, lest you swerve from justice. If you conceal the truth or evade it, then remember that God is well aware of all that you do. 4:135. So the Quran refers to justice in multiple places. And one of the most important factors around justice in another surah, Surah Rahman, is the idea that justice is balance. So the way we treat one another should be with equality and balance. We should not transgress the balance. So this ayah reminds us that we have to stand for justice as Muslims. It's addressing us as those who stand for balance that do not transgress balance. So I don't give someone more and someone else less, even if they don't deserve it. I don't favor one group over another because of their background. I don't discriminate against someone because of their race or their language, because that is to transgress justice. So we are to be those that uphold justice. And one of the things the Quran tells us is that justice is tied to rahmah. That to be just, we have to also be compassionate for one another. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his mission on this earth was to be rahma, to be a compassionate person to all beings on this earth. Another thing that this ayah tells us is that justice, we have to stand for justice even, for instance, if our parents have committed injustice. We have to stand for justice. So this ayah gives us, for instance, the example of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, Prophet Noah, whose son didn't stand for justice and he had to be able to speak up in that situation. So sometimes even in our own families, we have to stand up for justice and for truth. So this is a very important thing to keep in mind as Muslims, that we should be known when someone speaks of you as a Muslim, they should know that she or he is someone that stood for justice, that someone that stood for equal treatment of all people. We don't stand just for justice when it's another Muslim. There's a famous hadith that in the marketplace, a Jewish person was struck by a Muslim person. They went in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Prophet Muhammad ruled in favor of the Jewish citizen of the city because he said that the Muslim had done injustice. So we stand for justice even when it is not something that is only in the favor of Muslims. If a Muslim has committed an injustice, we have to stand and speak on that issue too. So this is very important. We don't want to be known as people who only stand for justice when it's for me, when I benefit, when my community benefits. We stand for justice for anyone who is receiving an injustice. The other thing that's very important for this ayah around justice, Allah in His infinite wisdom tells us that we want sometimes to serve ourselves. Sometimes it's not that someone else did something wrong. Sometimes I did something wrong. Sometimes I committed something that was an injustice to someone else. So what does that mean? That means even against yourself. And you know what the most difficult injustices are to fix? The ones that are silent, the ones that no one saw, the ones that no one knows about, the injustice that you did when no one was watching you, because who knows that injustice? Who knows that act of discrimination? Only you and Allah. So this ayah tells us it's not only other people who commit injustice, but when you have done something to violate the rights of another person, that's between you and God, so you cannot let You can't conceal that. You have to go ask for forgiveness from the person who you have done injustice to. So in Ramadan, I want us to think about, since this ayah and this behavior, what have we done as people? We're always accusing other people of having done injustice, other people of having hurt someone, other people of having been offensive. So let's take this month to ask myself, what have I done? What have I done to discriminate against someone? What have I done to hurt someone else? How have I used or done or acted in a way that was racist, in a way that was classist? Ask those questions of yourself and ask, if you have hurt someone, ask for their forgiveness. One of the beautiful customs of Ramadan is if you have committed an injustice against someone else, this is the month of repairing of relationships. This is the month when you go to someone that who you have hurt, someone that you have done an injustice to, and say, brother or sister, I ask for your forgiveness, because we know that in this month, to ask for forgiveness and to give forgiveness is one of the practices of this month. MashaAllah. Every year we renew that commitment. Another thing that is powerful about this ayah is that there is a hadith that says, the hadith, when asked, Prophet Muhammad was asked, what is the most excellent form of exertion, of jihad, of engaging in exertion? And jihad does not mean holy war, it means to exert yourself for good. That's the literal translation of it. Prophet Muhammad said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to stand in front of a tyrant or a ruler and to speak a word of truth. So the way we stand for justice is through nonviolence. We stand for justice. We speak up when communities have had their rights violated, and we do so in a nonviolent way. So it's a beautiful part of our tradition that Allah tells us and reminds us through this juzu, through this whole recitation of Surah Nisa in particular, that we are a people who stand for justice, we stand for compassion, we speak when someone else has been hurt, and most of all, we pay attention to our own behavior and regulate it so that we are not unjust. The method of doing so is to speak that word of truth in a way that is nonviolent, but reveals the injustice. The other thing that ties this ayah to the Quran is, whether you are poor or rich, we shouldn't be worried that I don't want to stand for injustice because such and such has money and they'll speak against me. Or if I speak up for injustice, I will lose some money. Allah says we should not let that be something that keeps us afraid to speak against injustice. Because in fact, one thing Ramadan does by having us all together fast and emptying our stomachs, it takes away the designation between the rich and the poor. You could be the wealthiest person in the city, but you cannot go eat food until it is time. Because Allah is creating within you that feeling of, what is it like not to have food? What is it like not to have resources? What does that feel like? Because only by feeling that can we have empathy for those who do not have. So to remember that part of Ramadan that ties us to this ayah is we stand for justice, and in doing so we should not be afraid, that we should not be swayed. Someone cannot take away the imbalance by saying, if you, sister, or you, brother, I want you to be silent about this injustice and I will give you some compensation for being quiet. I don't want you to speak against injustice because you may lose some resources. Our tradition says trust in Allah. We should not make decisions around ethics and justice. We shouldn't be a people who can be bought. We shouldn't be a people who will be quiet when there's an injustice happening in our city because somehow we feel we'll gain financially from that. So subhanAllah, the lesson of this ayah is so deep. There are so many facets to it. The lesson from Ramadan in particular is that this is a month to seek the most just way of practicing our tradition. And inshallah, what we can all do as a community is support one another to stand against injustice, to do so in a way that brings honesty and light to injustices. And together, inshallah, we will will solve the problems that are the most dire of our time, so that our ummah or our community is known, the community of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is known for standing up against injustices wherever they may happen and to whomever they happen. Shukran, jazakum Allahu khairan, salamu alaikum.